Hello?
Hello, Thomas.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, so I did talk to my design team, and I'll give you a description of what exactly they're saying is possible in this situation, okay?
Okay.
One, going through the book, I saw that there's an inconsistency in color. That wasn't me who saw it then when I showed the book to them. Okay. Can you open the PDF you sent me?
Hold on. Okay.
You have it open?
Yeah, what page?
Okay. So look at page one. Okay.
Yeah.
See the text background. It's like cream white or gray, right? Kind of grayish. And go to the next page. Yeah. This is inconsistent throughout the book. Like there's in some places there's this change in color, and some places there isn't.
You mean it gets kind of grayer and grayer?
No, it doesn't get grayer. It's just someplace there's plain white paper color, and someplace there's gray. Like get to page 8.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never noticed that before.
We always run the line. There's the similar in page 11, then there's...
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. And in terms of the size of what you want to keep, for a children's book, I do recommend that, you know, the image at least pans out to the book end, because you have a rather large image of Dalton. And the drawable image, you know, the colorable images, those are large compared to the images that are used in the book, right?
Right.
Well, so what my team recommends, we can enlarge the image to fit the top side, okay? The top side of the page, since it's a children's book, it should cover the entire page. It will look much nicer and more colorful, right?
Okay.
And the text will be moved downwards, converted into a bubble, okay?
Uh-huh.
Like, you can check out if you are to Google, wait, I think it's called Storyboard. Yeah, it's called Storyboard Design. And you can just Google Storyboard and you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And you can, you know, select the design that you have in your mind, and we can, you know, create that kind of scenario for you. Google Storyboard.
I think that's a good idea.
Because that is what's more attractive to kids.
Yep.
And did you Google it?
Storyboards.com.
No, just Google Storyboard and go into Images.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah. So that's usually the perspective that, you know, the kind of scenario that kids want at this time, probably.
As long as the words, you know, go page by page in terms of it keeps the rhyming scheme, as long as it keeps the rhyming
it's
scheme.
It's not going to change the rhyming scheme at all, because we're not changing any words.
Then I'm fine with that. But, yeah, you're talking about having the words on the bottom?
Yeah, the words can be on the bottom, you know. We can actually do that. We can, if since there are two rhymes, like there once was a special one named Dalton who didn't have any ears, that can go into one bubble below, then you can just put a bubble beside it and be like, it doesn't matter how it happened to him, because Dalton would cry no more tears. It would separate both lines without, you know, causing the text to be all over the place.
Yeah, as long as the rhyming makes sense, I'm okay with it.
Perfect.
But the rhyming has to make sense. So it's pentameter diameter. So there's two lines per rhyme. So as long as each sonnet, so to speak, lines up, I'm okay with it.
Perfect. And also, did you check to see if you have the Word document, or do you have, actually, do you have the image separated, or do you only have them in PDF?
I have them all separated, but I have them separated as PDFs.
I don't think that won't be a problem.
I can convert them. It'll just take me a while.
Can you send me in the individual pages?
Yeah.
Perfect. Send me the individual pages, and I'll see what I can do for you. Because I understand you want to get this done as quickly as possible, but you would rather have, you know, a book that's much more suited to children, even if it causes some minor delays, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I can send them to you. Yeah, I can do that. And I also sent you a back cover blurb.
Yeah, I
as
did
well.
Read that. I did read that.
So if you want to edit that or let me know your thoughts on that, that would be fine.
Perfect. And there's also no need for the page 20, the end, since you already have an entire page dedicated to saying that. Page 20.
Oh, hold on. Page, I wanted a page that, you know, said that Dalton would be back with more adventures, because I wanted to, if the book is popular, I wanted to do more books.
I do understand that. I completely understand that. I think that's nice. But what I'm saying, page 20 has written the end, right? Page 20
so,
in the end.
Yeah,
there's no need for that, the end. I understand the image. The image looks nice, but the page 20 one doesn't make sense that way.
I see what you mean. Can the design team get rid of that?
Yeah, they certainly can.
Okay.
But
I got you.
Yeah. So you want us to work on that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Perfect.
In the meantime, I'll send you every individual page.
Send me individual pages, and we'll see what we can do for you, okay?
Okie doke.
Perfect. Probably, yeah, send me the images. I'll once talk to the design team again, I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay, thank you, buddy.
No problem. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye.